Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter, Frank O'Donnell is here. Well, Frank, you're laughing. What's funny about our studios in beautiful downtown Exeter?
Absolutely nothing. I love trees.
There you go. See, we have just down the street, we had what used to be called the Exeter Mall.
Yeah, which I noticed is available.
Yeah, and that sign is down now. But
no, it's still up.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, Frank is here. Frank is known throughout New England and the country as a comedian and an entertainer, an actor, singer, dancer.
Let's not push it. Okay.
Well, I've seen you move on stage.
Yeah, rhythmic movement does not count as dancing, as somebody pointed out to me.
All right. And Frank, you're here tonight to talk about a wonderful program called Heavenly Gingers.
Right.
And very near and dear to your heart and a lot of people in this area. Let's just have you explain what Heavenly Gingers is all about.
Well, it is a celebration of the lives and passions of two fiery red-headed kids who left the planet way too early, my daughter Kerry and my niece Jessica Morris. Both of them died very young, but both of them were tremendous, and I'm, of course, I'm a little biased, but they were wonderful performers.
Right.
They were great performers, but they loved to perform. It was a passion for them.
Mm-hmm.
And after we lost Kerry passed away about 18 months after Jessica did, we realized that the girls had an awful lot in common. They were both redheads, number one, and they really had that typical fiery, redheaded personality. And, you know, they were the type that would walk into a room and, you know, you knew they were there because they let you know. It's like, hello, I'm here.
Yeah.
So we decided collectively, our family and the Morris family, that we would just put on a show. And we have memorial funds established in both of their names that we use to help young people who have a similar passion for performance.
Okay.
And we give scholarships and grants to, right now we're up to, you know, well over 100 kids that have been helped by the funds raised by these performances. This is our seventh year. We started doing it in 2011 was our first one, which was about 6 months after Kerry passed, maybe a little bit longer than that. And this is our seventh time doing it, and you know,
held
we've been able to
held at Twin River
at Twin River at the Event Center, and we really could not do it without them. They continue to be wonderful to us. They've been wonderful to us all along. They don't charge us a dime for the use of their facility, and
well, you know, I have helped pay for that room though.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
As a lot of people listening probably have.
You know, it's one of those things, you know, that's they are tremendously community oriented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're a facility. They do what they do. They never asked for it. They said, here, it's yours.
That's great.
And it's not like they just, you know, give us the keys and we open up. I mean, they give us all their people, all the technical assistance that we need.
There's lighting involved, all the expertise that goes along with that and the sound and everything.
So, you know, we're able to bring in 500, 600 people a year to this event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is a lot of fun. We have a lot, you know, we have dancing, we have singing, we have a little bit of comedy. It's hosted by me and John Morris, who's Jessica's dad. He's also a comedian and a performer. And we have a lot of raffles and have a lot of auctions. It's just fun.
Typical gala night fundraiser.
Fun night.
And that's going to be on a Tuesday night, March 21st at 5:30. The doors open, 6:30 the show starts. So it's early. It's family friendly. And we'll get to more of that. Let's get to a little bit of background about you. You were here a couple years ago for a performance that you ran at Ocean State Theater with Guys and Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's where I did my rhythmic movement.
That was your rhythmic movement. Actually, I was in a show with you one time where you did rhythmic movement also, Music Man. At where were we?
That was at Academy Players.
Academy Players,
where we did
right.
it at East Greenwich High School, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And so I've seen you move a little bit.
Well, that wasn't there. I didn't have to do anything in that either. I just
but,
I just remember I got in trouble one night making fun of the governor. But other than that, you know.
I remember that night. I do remember that night. Let's go back a little bit in time about you and just get a little bit of background about you and the audience listening has heard the name, probably seen your pictures, if they haven't caught your shows. How did all this start for you?
It was on a 5,000-watt radio
station. It didn't start out as a child in the ghetto.
Yeah, no. I started doing stand-up, it's about 35 years ago now. After I graduated from college, I got a degree in accounting from Providence College.
Well, there you go.
And people look at me and they say, really, you have a degree in accounting? But yes, I do. Okay. And I have a day job too. I work in the finance industry.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Well, see, there you go.
Yeah.
You just learned something new. but I started doing stand-up, like I said, 35 years ago at the old Periwinkles in Providence.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just
kept going.
Just kept going.
Okay.
Yeah. I've done some writing. I actually got into it thinking that I was going to be a comedy writer. And I was writing for a couple of radio stations locally, the old JB 105, which is now Light 105.
Right.
And one of the DJs there, Mike Waite, was doing a talent night. And he said, why don't you come down and tell some jokes? No. I never really saw myself on stage. And he convinced me. It took him a while, but I prepared an act in 15 minutes, which is absolutely terrible, which is not, you should never, here's a clue, kids, never do a 15-minute set as your first set. But in that set, I got two laughs, and those two laughs were really enough to keep me going for 35 years. And I hope to get another laugh at some point.
There will be one.
So, yeah.
Well, we've laughed already today, so you're all set for this week.
So I just kept plugging away at it. I've written stuff for Bob Hope, used some material of mine when he was here in Rhode Island, when he did the RI 350 Fest. I wrote some stuff that Jay Leno used on The Tonight Show.
That's pretty big credentials.
I don't want to brag or anything, but well, it's on my resume, so it's got to be true.
Well, there you go. So now back to the show, Heavenly Gingers, which is going to be March 21st, Tuesday night at Twin River. We wanted to mix a little music into the program tonight, as we always do on Conducting Conversations, and I asked you to pick some things out, and the first song you selected was One Short Day from Wicked. Why?
Well, this is going to be a song performed in the show by some kids from Academy Players, which is a group that I work with a lot. And some of the kids that are in it have received scholarships the two different funds. So they'll be performing this number, which is from Wicked, which was a favorite show of both Kerry's and Jess's. So we try to work in a little bit of Wicked anytime we can. So this one worked out really well. I've seen a couple of clips of the rehearsals. I'm really looking forward to seeing the performance. And I know there's some phenomenally talented kids in it, which, you know, it's a double-edged sword. So it's going to be entertaining, but there's also kids in there that have benefited from the past shows that they're now in, so they're kind of feeding it, kind of paying forward, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So there's a little poignancy there, but you know, this was, I took Kerry to see. I remember the first time Wicked came to PPAC, Kerry had to see it, absolutely, positively had to see it, and I had arranged for her to go backstage, all of us, and meet the girl playing Elphaba because she wanted to be Elphaba. And this is the first time I've ever seen this happen. Elphaba got swapped out in the middle of the first act. She was sick. Whoa. So she started the show, and then when they, you know, she did the early part, but then when they went to Shiz, which, I don't know if you know the show, but maybe three numbers in, it was a different girl. And I'm looking, and I'm going, that's not the same girl. Wow. And my wife says, of course it is. I said, no, she's taller. She's got a slightly different voice. So they made the announcement at intermission that the original Elphaba had had to leave and been replaced. And the stage manager came and found us. I'm really sorry, but Victoria got sick at the beginning of the show. She had to go back to the hotel. So we're not going to be able to do the meet and greet. So like Carrie was so, so upset. She wanted to meet her desperately. So the next time they came, I took her to press night. And they had a cast party afterwards. All she wanted to do was meet Elphaba. Who doesn't show up? Elphaba. But at that point, Carrie was 13, maybe 14, and she got very interested in Fiero.
Well, there you go.
So she was kind of okay with Elphaba not showing up, but that's just a little, that's her thing.
Let's listen to the song, One Short Day.
Come with me to the Emerald City.
One short day in the Emerald City.
I've always wanted to see the Emerald City.
One short day in the Emerald City.
Strong. There are wonders like I've never seen. It's all grand and it's all green. I think we found the place where we belong. I wanna be in this hoi polloi. So I'll be back for good someday. To make my life and make my way. But for today we'll wander and enjoy.
One short day in the Emerald City. One short day.
Frank, you mentioned that as a gala fundraiser benefit type thing, there's lots of things happening besides the performance on the stage, right?
Oh, absolutely. We have, you know, we're still amassing prizes, but in the past we've had 100, 120 different raffle items, auction items.
Wow.
That are up for grabs. And, you know, we actually do fairly well on those. But we have some pretty cool stuff this year. I'm going through the list in my head. We have four tickets to see the Red Sox play the Cubs.
Wow.
In April. So, you know, the world champions going up against the former world champions.
And I presume that would be at Fenway Park, not just at
You have to go to Chicago. You have to go to Chicago.
Television in your basement.
No.
We said you could see the game.
Yeah. We didn't say where.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's at Fenway. The company that I work for, Embrace Home Loans, has donated four tickets for one of the there's a three game stand. I think it's probably going to be the Sunday one, but we have those that are going to be available. We may have some Patriots tickets. We're still working on that.
Wow.
But we do have passes to the Patriots Hall of Fame. We have passes for the Rum Runner 2 down in Newport, which is a fantastic evening.
Yes, it is.
Out on the water. What else do we have? We have gift cards from Cardi's. I mean, I have to give a shout out to Cardi's. They've given us a $500 gift card every year for this event. But they also help us with newspaper advertisements.
Mm-hmm.
They put us on the roadshow with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just amazing. They, you know, you don't even ask them and they do things. Like, a little off our topic here, but I've done two shows with Academy these past 2 years, my Antony Claus shows, and they have given us set items. So I needed a living room last year, and this year I needed a kitchen table. They gave it to us, and then they let us keep it and raffle them off for Kerry's Fund, it's phenomenal of them. So, you know, I got to give a huge shout-out to the Cardi boys for all the help that they give us in that. But we have some really cool stuff that people can bid on. We have an autographed copy of The Grimmery from Wicked, speaking of Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
The Grimmery is the book about the making of Wicked, but it was signed by the cast of Wicked that was here most recently at PPAC. So we've got it autographed. So this is the second time we've had something like this available. That was a big ticket item 3 years ago. So a lot of neat stuff. And then, you know, a lot of prize packages that are donated, you know, hair care products. And we have a visit with Santa.
Is there an autographed picture of Frank available?
No, there's also really not in high demand, Mike. I'm sorry. But I'll sign something for you if you want.
Okay,
you want to sign the wall?
We can start a wall signing here.
You should do that, actually.
All right, let's get to another piece of music before our first break. And this is this kind of ties right in as you were talking about the girls, Dancing Queen.
Absolutely. Nothing needs to be said. They were dancing queens.
All right. We'll listen to that and then be back with more.
Can dance, you can die.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano and have the pleasure of sitting with Frank O'Donnell.
And I should say I'm Frank O'Donnell and I have the pleasure of speaking with Mike Mano.
Well, we could do a back and forth. We could just talk about each other.
Hi, I'm Frank O'Donnell. I'm going to put on my radio voice now.
No, it's like, hi, I'm, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. You're doing airline pilot.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're flying low over the Scituate Reservoir right now.
There you
now.
Go. There
you look
go.
To your left, you'll see Coventry. Right. You look to your right, you'll see Massachusetts.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's all there is. I do that when I'm flying into Providence. I try to pick out places that I recognize, see where I am, you know, like if I'm flying over the reservoir or if I'm flying over Block Island, you know.
Do they give you a microphone, though?
No, they
should
they don't.
Do that.
They,
like, hi, folks, I'm Mike Mano, just one of the passengers, but I'd like to point out the sights out the window.
Right, there's Quonset.
Yeah, that's where Almax used to be. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, look, a Dunkin' Donuts, 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 a Dunkin' Donuts.
Adele's Lemonade. Anyway, we are here and we're talking about Heavenly Gingers, which is going to be held at the event anyway, is going to be held at the event center at Twin River on Tuesday night, March 21st. So a little bit, about a month away.
Mm-hmm.
So you have time to make plans. And Frank, if they want to make plans, can they buy tickets to this? How does that work?
Well, you can get them online through the event center. Or you can just get them at the door.
Okay.
It's very affordable. It's $15 for adults, $5 for kids.
$15. You're not making a lot of money at $15, Frank.
No.
You got to raise
the
price a little bit.
No, we do okay. we want to keep it affordable. So it's a good idea to get as many people in as possible. And that doesn't mean your $15 is going to take care of everything because you're going to want to get a T-shirt. You're going to want to participate in the raffles and the auctions. So.
Yeah.
But it's it makes it affordable so that a family can go and not have to worry about, well, you know, we're not going to be able to have bread and milk and there's a storm coming.
Right. Well, and we should make it very clear that that you as a professional comedian and your troupe, if you will, friends that normally gather with you, are making this a family-friendly night.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's I have actually had people, you know, say it's like, well, you know, sometimes you, you say things you shouldn't say. It's like, yeah, but not here.
Not that.
You know,
night.
It's knowing your audience.
That's
and,
right.
You know,
right.
Clearly that's not what we're there for. We will have, excuse me, I'm going to cough. Isn't there a button for that?
There is, but I'm not giving it to you.
Sure. Okay. Feel like that. I'm here in the studios of 95.9 where they don't have a cough button, but that's okay. Anyway, we have Ace Aceto, who's going to be there, a local stand-up comic, a friend of ours, and he will be doing, you know, family-friendly stuff. And our emphasis is on a nice, fun show. We don't want anybody walking out shocked. As rough as we've gotten in the past, we've actually had some intros done by the folks out of Family Guy. They've actually put together compilations of Family Guy stuff where they've had, 2 years ago, Mila Kunis said my name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm hanging on to that video.
There you go.
But that's as far as we've gone, and that's really nothing horrible, but we do keep it nice and light. We have dancers. We have the dance troupe from Cats Dance Center, which was Jess's home studio. It's her mom's studio. We'll be there.
And that's located where?
They are located at 560 Mineral Spring Avenue, Pawtucket.
Oh, Pawtucket.
Just across from Lorraine Mills.
All right. Where the Where
we all go. that's a great little facility. So Jess's sister Kayla still dances with them, and she's a teacher there now. And she will be performing in the show. And there's a bunch of people from that studio who will be performing. Not quite sure on how many numbers that they're doing, but we also have dancers from the State Ballet of Rhode Island. One of the directors of that came from Cats. So, she knew Jess, so they are performing. We had the Troublemakers, which is an a cappella group from North Providence High School,
mm-hmm.
Which is Kerry's high school.
You got to have a cappella. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. And it's a great group.
But my quartet's not going to be there, Frank.
maybe next year, Mike. Okay, we're kind of right. full this year. But actually, well, we'll talk later.
All right.
Because that actually would be fun. Who else do we have? I told you about Ace. We have the Biattinis. We have Willie and Marissa Biattini. They are family friends. They have been friends of the Morrises forever. Willie was always Jess's dance partner when they did performances. They're both wonderful singers and performers, so they will be there to add in the festivities. We have the Big Show Chorus, which is just a group of people who most of them knew the girls, and they sing. They'll be singing one of the songs that we'll be hearing later on.
Okay.
There
you go.
I'm really horrible at lists, so I know I'm missing somebody. So if I missed you, I'm sorry.
Well, why don't we go to a song and you can continue to think about it? This is a Billy Joel song, right?
New York State of Mind. Just one of the songs that I think Willie is singing this, but or it could be danced.
What?
I should have prepped.
We'll just listen.
But it'll be in the show.
Well, we have a long version, so we'll just listen to a piece of New York State of Mind. Our next piece of music is one that a lot of people might not be familiar with because it's from a current and huge hit Broadway show, Hamilton.
Yes, coming to PPAC in the 2018-2019 season.
Right, but a lot of people, if they haven't bought the soundtrack on the cast recording, don't know this song yet.
They probably won't. It's called Quiet Uptown, and it is in the portion of the show or in Hamilton's life after his son Philip has been killed in a duel. And it's, you know, him just walking the streets of New York thinking about the loss of his son. So it's a little poignant.
Right.
It's interesting because, you know, every once in a while, well, in the show, there's always some sort of a tearjerker moment anyway, not really intentional. But it does happen.
Right.
And when it came up as a potential song, Kat Morris, who, you know, we all produced the show together, said, do you think that would be okay? And I said, yeah, no, I think it'd be absolutely okay because it kind of sums up the feelings of a parent who's lost a child.
Right.
So, yeah, and it'll be sung by one of the Beatinis, so that will also help make it hit.
All right, we'll listen to that now, then take a short break and be back with more.
There are moments that the words don't reach. There is suffering too terrible to name. You hold your child as tight as you can and push away the unimaginable. The moments when you're in so deep, it feels easier to just swim down. The Hamiltons move uptown and learn to live with the unimaginable.
I spend hours in the garden, I walk alone to the store, and it's quiet uptown. I never liked the quiet before. I take the children to church on Sunday, a sign of the cross at the door, and I pray. That never used to happen before.
If you see him in the street, walking by himself, talking to himself, have pity.
Philip, you would like it uptown. It's quiet uptown.
He is working through the unimaginable.
His hair has gone gray. He passes every day. They say he walks the length of the city.
You knock me out, I fall apart.
Can you imagine?
Look at where we are. Look at where we started. I know I don't deserve you, Eliza, but hear me out. That would be enough if I could spare his life. If I could trade his life for mine, he'd be standing here right now, and you would smile, and that would be enough. Tend to know the challenges we're facing. I know there's no replacing what we've lost, and you need time. But I'm not afraid. I know who I married. Just let me stay here by your side. That would be enough.
Walking by your side, talking by your side, have pity.
Eliza, do you like it uptown? It's quiet uptown.
He is trying to do the unimaginable. See them walking in the park, long after dark, taking in the sights of the city.
Look around, Eliza.
They are trying to do the unimaginable.
There are moments that the words don't reach. There's a grace too powerful to name. We push away what we can never understand. We push away the unimaginable. They are standing in the garden, Alexander by Eliza's side. She takes his hand. It's quiet uptown.
Forgiveness. Can you imagine forgiveness? Can you imagine if you see him in the street, walking by your side, talking by your side, have pity. They are going through the unimaginable.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Frank O'Donnell, and Frank is sitting with me. So there you go.
There we go. Thank you. That's pretty much the show. Thanks for tuning in.
I have the whole background right there. It's just the two of us in this exquisite studio here in downtown.
Here in downtown. Exeter. Beautiful downtown Exeter.
Frank, we're talking about Heavenly Gingers, which is going to be at the Twin River Event Center on Tuesday, March 21st at 6:30. Doors open at 5:30. Mm-hmm. It's a mere $15, and it goes for a great cause. And there's also children's prices besides 15.
Yeah, so it's $5 for kids. Yeah.
$5 for mm-hmm. kids. So very family-friendly. The whole night is family-friendly. Mm-hmm. And that money helps go to, or doesn't help go to, it does go to a scholarship fund.
And it all goes to it. We have zero expense. We pay for the T-shirts that all the performers get. And, sometimes you get to get raffle tickets and stuff like that. Minimal expense.
Right.
So everything goes into the two funds, into the Kerry Ann O'Donnell Memorial Fund and into Jesse's Dream. And from that, scholarships and grants are awarded. One of the things, we talked about poignant moments in the show. One of the things to me that is the biggest element of the show is we have video testimonials from some of the kids who benefited in the past year from scholarships and grants that have been provided to them. They tell us what they mean to them. And at the end of that presentation, we open up the stage curtain and we have as many kids as we can who have gotten scholarships standing there wearing their I Heart Heavenly Gingers T-shirts. And it's just amazing when, there's that visual that image of the curtain opening and there's dozens of kids back there. Those are the faces of the kids that have been helped mm-hmm. by what this show does.
Right.
So, I think about, we provide scholarships to Camp Broadway at PPAC, to the GAMS Summer Intensive. They do a great Shakespeare program. Trinity does a Shakespeare program for kids during the summer. Ocean State Theater's summer program, Theater by the Sea's summer program. Then individual dance lessons, voice lessons, music lessons. Anything that kids need help with. Mm-hmm. And then we also provide scholarships to high school seniors. So there's always two a year at North Providence High School in Kerry's name. That's her alma mater. Jesse's Dream does one at Lincoln High. We've started doing one at Beacon up in Woonsocket, which is a performing art charter school, and one at the Trinity Academy in Providence, not to be confused with Trinity Rep.
Yeah,
they just have the same name.
Organization, right?
We reach out to different schools like that to help kids who need a little help just to be able to go to a college. It's nothing huge, but
well, every little bit helps because it's a huge undertaking. Yeah. So that's a tremendous benefit. So get out and participate. Have a fun night out. It's a Tuesday night. It's March. It's going to be the weather's breaking finally.
We hope.
It will be. We know.
We did have 1 year where we had snow. We did. I got to tell you, I can't lie. It's the truth. But it wasn't much of a storm.
It's going to be nice on March 21st, Tuesday night. So get up to Lincoln, to Twin River, and get there early. Get there at 5:30. Buy your tickets in advance on the website of Twin River if you can. Otherwise, you can buy them at the door. And we're going to go to a song now that is from a very popular show called Rent.
Mm-hmm.
One Song Glory. What's this one?
It seems this is, as I recall, it's a song about making your mark on the world before you leave the world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's about. Right. Rent is one of those. I have to tell you the truth. Not one of my favorite shows.
Never was one of mine until I watched it a few times. I liked it better.
But there's decent music in it, mm-hmm. and this is a really good song. But it is such a popular show with kids that are now in their mid 20s.
Yeah.
Like my daughter Kayla, who's 25, loves this show.
Going
loves
out
it.
Tonight.
Yeah, well, but she just loves it. It just, she always throws into my face and it's like, hey, Dad, your favorite show's coming. It's like, yeah, okay, all right, you can go see it. I'm not going to see it. But I have to say, I do like the music and It's just, I saw it a couple of times, and I don't know, to me it's such a downer. It's like everybody dies. Like Les Mis, but I like Les Mis.
I was just going to say, like Les Mis, it's the same thing, or Miss Saigon, or all those spiritual things.
Yeah.
All right, we'll listen to One Song Glory from Rent.
One song, glory, one song before I go. Glory, one song to leave behind. Find one song, one last refrain. Glory, from the pretty boy front man. Wasted opportunity. One song, he had the world at his feet. Glory in the eyes of a young girl. A young girl. Find glory beyond the cheap colored lights. One song before the sun sets. Glory on another empty life. Time flies. Time dies. In a song that rings true, truth like a blazing fire, an eternal flame. Find one song, a song about love. Glory from the soul of a young man. A young man. Find the one song before the virus takes hold. Glory like a sunset. One song to redeem this empty life.
Frank, it's indeed been a pleasure to have you here and talk about this wonderful event. It's going to be at the Twin River Event Center, March 21st, Heavenly Ginger 7, 5:30 arrival time, and the show starts at 6:30. And we've kind of run out of time because we've told a lot of stories, and it's been very interesting.
I do that sometimes.
But I want you to just kind of recap some of the things that are available that night.
Well, you know, we will have singing, we will have dancing, we will have comedy. We will have fun. We will have a special scholarship presentation, as we do every year. We will introduce you to scholarship recipients. We have some great live auction items. We have some wonderful not-so-silent auction items.
Not-so-silent.
So not-so-silent auction is a silent auction, but we have somebody going and letting you know what the current bid is.
Oh.
So some people don't like that so much, but it tends to help drive the price up.
Hey, look, Mano's got this for 50 cents. Who's going to bid it up?
Yeah, right. We need to talk to you about that.
All right.
And then other just raffle prizes that you can, we'll draw out numbers and you can win them. We also have an art gallery that we have set up. So we have people who donate pieces of art that you can go in and I'm pretty sure just buy.
Okay.
I think that's how we did it last year. Some of the pictures that I've taken of the birds that come and visit Kerry's garden, we have them available. People seem to like them. So
okay,
they will be
great.
Up there for sale. You can buy a t-shirt and other fun stuff. We have, there's a bar there. So you can get beverages.
Adult beverages
you
available.
Can, if you like. You have to show an ID,
well,
which I'm really tired of getting ID'd, Mike.
I'm sure you
would
you
think
are,
that,
yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, it's okay. It's a rule.
Yeah.
And there will be different things to eat there, including Nettie's Kettle Corn.
That's a favor from a lot of fairs.
It actually is. Yeah. And the people who run it, their daughter was a good friend of Kerry's. Okay. So, you know, there's a family tie there, too. Right. So it'll be a lot of fun. It really is. It's just a lot of fun. Our hashtag is keeping passion for performance alive. And that's really what we're doing.
Okay, so as far as buying tickets in advance, they can do that through the Twin River website, and or show up that evening. And you have do you have a Facebook page or something?
Not yet.
Okay,
well, we're working on it. But they can find. There's always information on my Facebook page. Which I'm just Frank O'Donnell. Easy to find.
Yeah. And that's what he's called. It's called just Frank O'Donnell.
Okay, right, Frank, I have to develop a new page now. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for coming in tonight and telling us about this wonderful event. We're going to go out with a piece of a song from Willy Wonka called Pure Imagination, and then we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.